Welcome to Healthcare Aptitude, where healthcare's thought leaders will examine ways to address the rising costs of care in America. We'll also examine how the latest advances in mobile apps are helping hospitals and health systems bend the cost curve and improve patient engagement.
Hello, I'm Jerry Lepore, CEO of MobileSmith Health. In a previous episode on the Healthcare Aptitude Radio Show, our own Bruce Kennedy and Microsoft's healthcare CTO, Carrie Lynn Primer Morris, had a great discussion where they talked about the healthcare industry's digital transformation. In this episode, we will be continuing on that same theme. With us today is another influential leader in healthcare, Rod Cruz. Rod is the General Manager for Healthcare Solutions at AT&T. Rod Cruz and I were recently interviewed by Fred Goldstein of Pop Health Week. Fred addressed the MobileSmith AT&T partnership, and I thought it was an excellent discussion that warranted a callback. Along with the partnership and what we are doing with it, the session covered topics such as the need for interoperability in healthcare, the impact mobile technology can have on patient adherence to perioperative procedures, AT&T's role in transitioning healthcare in a digital world, and bringing EMR systems to life. AT&T's incredible commitment to the healthcare industry and its partners' participation almost ensures that great strides will be made in bringing the healthcare industry through its digital transformation. We are getting closer to having caregivers, insurers, and patients on the same page, or rather, the same systems. So, from here, I will turn this over to Fred for the formal introductions.
I'm Fred Goldstein, the president of Accountable Health and the co-host of Pop Health Week, which airs on Healthcare Now Radio. Today, I'm joined by two industry leaders who are here to share their thoughts and insights. We'll be examining ways to improve surgical outcomes and keep patients engaged throughout their care journey. Jerry Lepore is the CEO of MobileSmith Health, and Rod Cruz is the Healthcare Solutions General Manager, Business Marketing, AT&T Business Solutions. So, gentlemen, welcome to our pop-up studio, and before we begin, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Go ahead with you, Jerry, first.
Thank you, Fred. Well, very, very glad to be here today. Appreciate the offer. Fred, currently I'm the CEO of MobileSmith. MobileSmith is the premier mobile provider for healthcare services, primarily in the provider space right now. My background is over 40 years in the healthcare industry in large corporations and executive positions as Aetna and Cigna and Microsoft. For the early part of my years and the latter half of my years as an entrepreneur in the care education financial services space primarily. Today, I hold the position, as I said, as a CEO of MobileSmith, and I'm looking forward to the meeting today.
Fantastic. Thanks. And you, Rod?
Hi, Fred. Thank you for having me and being able to participate in this discussion. So my name is Rod Cruz, again, Healthcare Solutions General Manager of AT&T. I've been in the healthcare space for a little bit over a decade and a whole host of roles. And recently, as a Healthcare Solutions General Manager, we work on the AT&T strategy. In other words, what's the value proposition from an AT&T perspective that we can deliver to the industry? We work on our go-to-market strategy, and we work on identifying ways in which we can innovate our existing portfolios with partnerships such as MobileSmith to be able to drive differentiated, unique market solutions that help improve outcomes within the provider space.
Fantastic. Well, thanks both of you for joining today. Let's begin by talking about ways to improve surgical outcomes and keep patients engaged throughout their care journey. Can you address why this is important and also why it seems to be a challenge for so many hospitals and healthcare systems? Maybe, Jerry, you could go first.
Sure, Fred. You know, the way we look at this is there's no one more concerned and more interested in surgical outcome than the patient themselves, correct? And we're interested from a couple of different perspectives. I think the first perspective is when we need to have a surgery or a procedure done, we want to be able to afford it, number one. And number two, we want to ensure that the outcome is as good as possible and the recovery period goes very well for us too. So it's important from a lot of perspectives, but mainly what it is getting the best possible care at an affordable price for us. The difficulty has been that as patients, we haven't been all that much involved in the past. It really boils down to the bulk of the information that is needed to actually have a good experience in surgery is held by us as patients. We know most about our health. We have information that can be provided to the doctors and to nurses and to folks in the hospital staff that will assist in the process. And we need to be included in there. So the way we're trying to look at this is, how do we engage the patient more effectively in the surgical process from the beginning to the end, to gather information, to provide access, to improve communication, to ensure adherence to processes that the hospital and the doctors and the nurses would like us to adhere to, so that we can eliminate cancellations of surgeries because we're not prepared correctly, so we can eliminate readmissions because doctors and nurses didn't have all the information necessary to experience the best outcome, and so that we can move through the process more quickly and more effectively.
Fantastic. And how about you, Rod, from the AT&T perspective?
So, Fred, let me reverse the order of the questions, because I think as we think about the challenges and many of the systems and providers are experiencing, it really goes back to one of the major trends we are observing, and it's really the rise of consumerism in healthcare. And it really does begin the transition of just thinking about the patient through that single lens versus a patient/consumer. So I think consumerism is what's driving a lot of the challenges, not only for this particular, you know, surgical outcome, but really any outcome, as you think about how those providers are engaged with the patient and then what that mapping of that journey looks like. So I really do believe that the challenges really stem from this major trend and the rise of consumerism in healthcare that we're seeing. And to echo a lot of the comments Jerry made a few moments ago, I do believe that driving a different patient experience is top of mind for most of the providers in the healthcare industry. I believe that number is north of 50% today. So 50% of them call out this is one of the more strategic areas that they're thinking about. And I think it's also important to step back for a moment, and when you think about patient experience and journey and mapping, what that means. And it really just boils down to, again, with the backdrop of consumerism, that it's really better understanding and knowledge of the patient. Who is the patient? What are those predictive patient experience models? And then more importantly, how do I engage them and how they want to be engaged through a single digital doorway? So I think if you wrap all that around and then you're able to deliver that consistently throughout that whole journey mapping, I mean, I think beyond delivering the positive outcomes from a surgical perspective, on a broader perspective, I think there's data that shows that if you can increase the patient promoter score by 10%, margins and profitability rise by 1.5%. So at the end of the day, higher patient promoter scores are associated with a higher profitability, which also are tied to the surgical outcomes you're looking for. So all this is at play, and that's why we're so excited about the partnership with MobileSmith.
So fantastic, and a perfect lead-in to this partnership. So earlier this year, MobileSmith Health and AT&T announced a strategic alliance. You're going to help hospitals reduce cancellations and complications across the episodes of care. Can you talk about the goals of that relationship and what it is that you're doing? Maybe, Rod, would you like to start this one?
So from an AT&T perspective, as I've outlined, we've been doing work in the consumer experience mapping journey efforts for over 2 years, and we've got a connected patient experience, digital experience portfolio, whether we're talking about a digital check-in kiosk, we're talking about wayfinding solutions, mapping patients and tracking them throughout the hospital system. How do you incorporate, you know, Lyft transportation services? And obviously, one of the most important ones is the MobileSmith collaboration mobile platform to be able to communicate to patients pre and post op. 17% of all medical appointments are missed, and what I think of as the moment of truth, because the patient did not adhere to the protocols that were expected. So if you're having a knee procedure, you show up on the day of the procedure and you've done something where you misunderstood, didn't adhere to the instructions, the provider didn't have visibility and transparency into what you were doing to prep, you show up for the procedure and you're not ready. So that has to be rescheduled. Resources are stranded. operational inefficiency rises, costs are also driven up. So this solution, which I love because it really dovetails really nicely into this whole single digital doorway, digital connected patient portfolio that we built, is that you're communicating those expectations up front. You're reminding them of all those experiences prior to the procedure. And even more importantly, and Jerry hit on this in his opening comments, right? Once the patient is discharged, you then can remind them of the medications, of the physical therapy, of upcoming appointments to avoid a readmittance. So to me, it just fits perfectly in that strategy to be able to ensure patients know what's expected before that procedure takes place. The procedure takes place, and that's where providers do a fabulous job of getting that right. And then post that, we've got a way to be able to communicate adherence and expectations. You may even be able to do education and videos and be able to really drive the expected outcome, which is if you adhere to these protocols and these steps, we can almost guarantee that you will not be readmitted into the system. And obviously, that's the outcome we're all looking for. So from an AT&T perspective, strategically, this is a no-brainer. It folds very, very nicely in our entire strategy. And we're really proud, again, of the relationship we're establishing with MobileSmith to improve that pre- and post-op experience for all the patients that engage with the platform.
And Jerry, how about from your side?
Well, Rod said it well, and I'm going to repeat probably a lot of what he already said, which is why this is an excellent partnership for us and why we're so excited about it. The interesting thing for us, and I think Rod touched on it a little bit, is that we've talked about consumerism for ages. We've talked about consumer-driven and consumer-directed healthcare for ages, but there really hasn't been much driven by the consumer in any of that. What AT&T's goals and our goals are the same on this, and it's really to get the patient engaged, the patient involved, and to ensure that we connect on a continuing basis throughout the life of that procedure or that surgery or that care pattern to have that individual connected and working in tandem with the nurses, the doctors in the surgical units. If you take it back a little bit, we've always wanted to address this problem, but the technologies that and the approaches that AT&T's brought to the table along with what MobileSmith is doing is making it possible, because it actually does give access, it gives connectivity, it gives two-way communication so that you can be connected through a mobile device. Fred, you know it. If you've ever been for a procedure, what were your pre-op procedures? They were in a folder that was given to you, and it was a piece of paper. And you know, I think mine, most people's, ended up on a counter somewhere, and I rushed to them only when I thought I needed to. It wasn't because they were there, available, and accessible on a regular basis. Same thing with post-op. It was another set of written procedures that might have been put in a folder for me, and don't forget to call your physical therapist, or don't forget to come back in for your post-op procedure. Well, what we've been able to do, because a mobile device is used, you know, on average 4 to 5 hours a day and sits on your person 95% of the waking time, is deliver things that the patient needs to actually be connected, to actually be a participant, to actually be engaged. So AT&T brings to us an opportunity to fit into their strategy of getting the patient involved, moving consumerism forward, and their reach and their ability is significant for us to be able to do that. And you know, we're proud, we're happy, and we're excited to go forward to make a difference.
That's fantastic. Having recently been through one of these surgeries, I can tell you I had to try to find where I had left the pieces of paper around
exactly
the house
right.
And remember before I went in and post, so I wasn't too good with that.
You're listening to Healthcare Aptitude on Healthcare Now Radio, and I'm Jerry Lepore of MobileSmith Health. Today, Rod Cruz of AT&T and I are talking with Fred Goldstein of Pop Health about the MobileSmith AT&T partnership to improve the pre- and post-operative experience for patients.
So let's go to you, Rod, talk a little about AT&T and the promises to help healthcare organizations transform how care is delivered and experienced across this continuum that we always talk about, you know, from the waiting room to the operating room all the way to the living room. What is AT&T doing in healthcare, and how does this relate to their long-term plans, the whole healthcare environment?
Thank you, Fred. Fred. This is a question we pondered many times, and we've done a ton of work here over the last couple of years to really solidify our strategy and ensure that it's really defined with a value proposition that's clear in the marketplace and the industry. And it really all begins with connectivity, Fred, whether we're talking around the wireline connectivity, whether it's a VPN, an Ethernet, a dedicated internet circuit, or even the wireless portfolio, which is obviously getting a ton of attention with 5G in terms of the use cases and the transformation that's driving within the healthcare industry, or maybe the FirstNet, first responders network. That's the other area we've done a ton of work in, ensuring that healthcare, being a very important member of that first responders ecosystem with law enforcement and fire departments, healthcare EMTs and emergency trauma center, emergency room personnel take advantage of that connectivity. Also moving into our existing 4G LTE network and IoT. So I guess the point of that is that regardless of the connectivity requirements, our fundamental value prop begins with connectivity, how we connect things in healthcare and all those endpoints. More importantly, driving data analytics into that. And that means that not only are we connecting things, but we're making them intelligent. We're able to extract information. We're able to move information to and from and where it's needed at the right time. We're able to drive that kind of understanding with insights and able to help the providers deliver the appropriate outcome. I would present to you that having MobileSmith as part of that pre and post-op provides that kind of transparency into that experience that we're looking to drive. And then our third pillar of our strategy in healthcare is innovation. In other words, how can you define and build unique solutions that are market-focused, that are very differentiated from others? And I walked through some of those earlier, my earlier comments around our check-in facility, our partnership to be able to develop a wayfinding solution to navigate through the system, the ability to, as the patient checks in, print out a patient bracelet that has perhaps an RFID chip that's reading off a blue beacon system, a passive RFID beacon system throughout the hospital that can be leveraged later to track assets and monitor, you know, where things are within the healthcare system and even, you know, be integrated into your supply chain to be able to do real-time inventory control. Those things are very important to us, as well as being able then, the final dimension of the strategy is identifying the right collectors to be able to help leverage our portfolio, such as a MobileSmith. So if you think about it, Fred, our strategy goes that we're deploying is how do we connect things? How do we drive data analytics and insights? How do we drive innovative solutions? And then who do we partner with to leverage all three of those dimensions of the strategy to help drive the patient outcomes that we're looking for? In this particular example, the pre-post-op experience we're looking to leverage with MobileSmith. So it gives you a flavor, Fred, of how we're thinking about the space, how AT&T can add value, and again, how we're really paying attention to major trends in the industry, and then how do we leverage our portfolio and other partners' portfolio like MobileSmith to be able to deliver that outcome that we're looking for in the healthcare industry.
Thanks so much. Obviously, there's this huge technical expertise that you brought to this situation to connect all this stuff up and have that innovation, et cetera. At the same time, this whole issue, especially from a population health approach or a health improvement approach around patient adherence to treatment, is just a critical area that needs to be addressed, which is really about behavior change and meeting the patient, et cetera, at the right time. And I know that MobileSmith Health made a major announcement this year with their launch of Peri. And this is a patient adherence management platform, something near and dear to my heart, actually. And in the launch press release, it was reported that this enables hospitals and health systems to support pre- and post-procedural adherence across episodes of care. So, Jerry, can you walk us through how that system works?
Absolutely. The way it works, Fred, is it engages the patient and gets the patient to participate from beginning to end with that episode of care, and this being specifically a surgical procedure. For instance, you would first go to have an appointment and some care plan would be determined for you. It's at that point in time that the hospital could assign you the procedure through Peri that they have through MobileSmith, and you would immediately get all of the pre- and post-op procedural needs available to you. and they're available to you on your mobile phone with push alerts, with two-way communications, with the ability to talk back and forth to your surgeon or your nurse or the administrative individual handling your case, with alerts for specific times to be addressing items pre-op, the ability to provide information that's going to improve the surgical procedure or potentially improve the outcome of that surgical procedure, such as additional medications you might be taking, indications of health changes along the way, et cetera. So to a point that we were talking about earlier, and I think Rod brought it out well, one of the key issues is 17% of surgeries, patients are not prepared or prepared for the way they should be when they get to that hospital for that procedure. By this delivery, we've actually connected the patient and engaged the patient in their care plan leading up to that surgery. So when they get there, they not only have followed all the procedures necessary, if there have been changes, they've been communicated back and forth, doctors and nurses can make adjustments as necessary and as needed, and we have the best potential outcome walking in to that procedure. Obviously, that's going to improve, one, the potential outcome of the procedure itself, and it's going to help manage cost runaway because of reduced cancellations for that facility. On the back end, post the procedure, we talked about it. You have a set of things that you need to adhere to. Why? Because it's as important on the post-operative side to make sure that you follow the instructions and the directions of the surgeon that they have. And these plans are all in place, and they're very specific to certain surgeries and certain hospitals and certain approaches. But you have them there, and you're alerted and notified and told, and if things change again. So throughout the recovery stage, you know exactly what you need to do, when you need to do it, how to communicate with your doctor if things change, to make adjustments in that plan to ensure the best possible outcome. So what we've actually done is very simple in theory, and that's to engage participation of the individual who's most interested in an excellent outcome of their surgical procedure with the least amount of pain and the most amount of comfort, so that they can provide the information necessary to doctors and nurses to improve that, and they can adhere to prescriptive approaches of pre- and post-operative care to ensure that outcome.
So I assume, Jerry's digging in a little bit deeper, that the system allows, purchases the system and puts it in to be able to say, I'm going to run these cardiac cases this way, and here's what I want pre and post. I'm going to run these orthopedic cases this way, and here's the pre and post instructions, et cetera, for the patients, and build out those models?
Absolutely. Everything that you would have seen and we would have seen on that pre-op, in that pre-op folder plus, can be consumed by the MobileSmith application, and everything on the post-op side that you would have seen in that folder plus can be consumed in the MobileSmith application and immediately delivered out to the patient on assignment of that app. So what they do is simply, Fred, they go to the app store based on their email, they download it once they've been assigned, and there's their procedure specific with their information for the type of procedure they're having ready to go. And it creates a schedule for you, a set of alerts as to when you need to consider things and do things, when you might have to call back in, follow up appointments, and et cetera.
Fantastic. So moving on a little bit, there's plenty of talk this year and every year about interoperability. It seems to be the hot topic. We're getting there. And Perry's tagline is, Perry brings the EMR to life. So tell us how that relates to the challenges that many healthcare systems we all face in healthcare around interoperability.
Very, very long answer to this question. So I will try to address it as succinctly as possible. And I'll do it by example. How much access do we, the patients, have to our EMR? None. It's typically utilized to replace that file folder that used to be on the door of the MD as you used to walk in the office, if you remember that, right? So it's been mainly serving a purpose as documentation, historical information about the patient, and even more specifically at a specific time and place, a particular instance of experience with an MD or with a surgery or whatnot. And it's been difficult at all for an individual to get access to their medical records, and impossible other than word of mouth while being attended to in a physician's office to have any input to what goes into that medical record. A lot of that has to do with access and connectivity, but some of it has to do is most EMRs that are out in the market have been developed for a specific purpose, and that specific purpose was not for patient access, patient information, patient contribution. So we have relationships built now with two major EMR players, with Epic and with Cerner, where we have interoperability so that, in fact, when we talked about the setting up and assigning of a peri-prescriptive application for an individual that might be going in for surgery, that's done through the connection with that EMR system so that we can pull the information necessary to create that individual's specific application for them. And as information gets input to our mobile through our MobileSmith technology, then that information can ultimately update the EMR systems accordingly so that the information is current, is accurate, and is provided to some degree by what the patient has to offer. So I think, you know, in the early stages, what we've tried to do is make our electronic medical record available to some degree to us so that we can provide input, we can provide information, and we can provide data that ultimately will help doctors, nurses, surgeons, etc., be able to treat us more effectively.
And now I would like to close today's radio show by thanking Fred Goldstein for moderating our discussion. I also want to thank our guest, Rod Cruz from AT&T, for his contributions. Lastly, I want to acknowledge our great audience. Thank you for joining us today, and please continue to send us your ideas and interests for future topics. That's a wrap for today's show and another episode of Healthcare Aptitude. We hope you enjoyed this session's topic and look forward to you joining us again. Remember to catch the show on Health Now Radio every weekday at 7 a.m., 3 p.m., and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, visit www.mobilesmith.com and send your questions to sales@mobilesmith.com. That's all for today.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Healthcare Aptitude, sponsored by MobileSmith Health. Be sure to tune in weekdays at 7 a.m., 3 p.m., and 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Healthcare Now Radio.